the rest of the story. If you were an Alaskan sourdough around the year 1910, there was a place you could go for a tall beer and a tall story, a haven from the snow where you might seek your comrades, an establishment in Fairbanks called McPhee's Saloon. All of the adventurous tales related within those walls, my goodness, perhaps none, however, was more outlandish, more impossible than the one told by a couple of prospectors named Pete and Billy. When this century was young, the taverns of Fairbanks were places where fact and fancy sloshed amiably together to reflect the greater legend, which was the Alaskan frontier. And maybe that's why the regular customers at McPhee's Saloon did not raise too many eyebrows when Pete and Billy strode in one night in the spring of 1910, told everybody they'd been to the top of Mount McKinley. Oh, now, you and I know the summit of Mount McKinley was not reached until June of 1913. And then by four experienced mountain climbers. But for now, put yourself in McPhee's Saloon 3 years earlier and pretend, as did those present, that you believe Pete and Billy. This is the way the two prospectors told it. Originally, they said six of them had started out across the Muldrow Glacier. By the time they reached the 11,000-foot level, barely at the base of Mount McKinley itself, three of the six had turned back. This, Pete and Billy insisted, left them and one other companion gazing up at the great white ridges and precipices. They'd made it to the glacier's head, to that lofty, silent, frozen waste where no living thing had ever stirred before. And yet the summit of Mount McKinley, jutting high into the sky, straight up, was 2 miles more. And for several days, they said, they camped at the head of Muldrow Glacier, studying the vertical wilderness which lay before them, waiting for favorable weather. And then at 2 in the morning of April 10, in the gray twilight of the midnight sun, they began to climb, they said. Within 500 feet of their goal, Pete and Billy's companion became exhausted and returned to camp. Now Pete and Billy were alone to brave the savage Arctic winds and carry on. Finally, joyously, they said, they reached the top, the summit of the North Peak of Mount McKinley. Wasting no time, they unfurled the American flag which they had brought with them and then took the 14-foot flag. Whoa. Took the 14-foot flagpole? Well, that's when the enraptured listeners in McPhee's Saloon blinked simultaneously and then erupted in laughter. Pete and Billy really had them going there for a while. Their story had been so deftly, convincingly related until they got to that 14-foot flagpole, which they supposedly had dragged with them. No way over those deep crevasses and up those sheer walls of ice to the top of the highest mountain in all North America. So the frontiersmen of Fairbanks had a good laugh. Then 3 years later, four real mountain climbers scaled Mount McKinley, and their expedition is recorded as the very first. I said four real mountain climbers scaled Mount McKinley in 1913, and their expedition is recorded as the very first. It is also recorded that when those four skilled, seasoned mountaineers reached the summit of South Peak, they turned to the North Peak. They turned to the Sister Peak. And they beheld what appeared to be the tattered, wind-ravaged remains of a flag atop what was obviously a 14-foot flagpole. And now you know the rest of the story.